On the line right now with Central Peaks Notley MLA, Todd Lowen, probably our final chat of 2020. And Todd, what a year it's been, hasn't it? Certainly a lot of some small ups, but a lot of downs. And I guess for a lot of people, we got to be kind of thankful that 2020 is almost behind us.
Absolutely. I can't wait for 2020 to be over. And I just got to hope we have a lot better 2021. And I can't believe that it could be any worse, that's for sure. I think once you hit the bottom, then there's nowhere to go but up. So I think things will be looking good in 2021. And obviously, you just can't wait to get through the COVID issues and all the results of that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I guess right off the bat, we know in rural Alberta that obviously people have to pay a lot for their gas just to get around. There's no other types of options. And usually, when you're jumping in your car, you're probably in there for quite some time. Especially up here in Peace Country. And I'm going to guess that, needless to say, you probably share Minister Nixon's thoughts on the what seems to be like a doubling down of the federal carbon tax.
Yes, that is frustrating to see. Obviously, carbon tax is all financial pain and no environmental gain. We know in the north and all across Alberta, we know we have to drive for our jobs, we have to drive for work, we have long distances to travel. And it's just punishing people for making a living. And it obviously it drives the price of everything up. Absolutely everything that we buy is raised when carbon taxes go up. And that's why we're fighting it in the courts, is because it's not fair, it's not right, it doesn't help the environment, and it just hurts everyday Albertans.
Yeah, and when we speak with Justice Minister Casey Maddow on Wednesday, we'll get an update on that and find out exactly where that does go. But in saying that, though, I know one thing, Dan Williams, your colleague, went out of his way to single out the fact that this carbon tax really unfairly punishes Alberta, and says one of the things he really wants to focus on in 2021 is a fair deal. And Todd, that's a panel that you have been a part of. You've been a part of the Premier's trips to Ottawa, as well as some other groups, even as well as when it comes to creating some new rules around firearms. So obviously going forward, do you feel, especially even now with the carbon tax going up, that fair deal becomes even more important?
Yes, obviously the fair deal is something that's very important to Albertans. It's something that we campaigned on. And when we look at the different ideas that came out of the fair deal panel, we know Albertans overwhelmingly support those ideas. And I'm looking forward to implementing them as fast as possible. I know there's processes involved in order to get a lot of them done, and some of the processes are very complicated and are going to take some time, and I understand that too. But I know that Albertans, they're getting impatient, and I can understand it. I'm impatient too. I'd love to see a lot of the stuff done yesterday, and can't wait to get it going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess also as well, we know that you've been a big proponent of this, including member statements in the legislature. And now with the enhanced measures in place, how much more important do you think it is to shop local, to go to that local store in Fairview or Falaire or wherever in the riding you might be, and help support someone local? Because I think, as Minister Doug Schweitzer mentioned at some time, as many as 40% of the businesses may not come out of this.
Yes, it's absolutely critical to support local. I'm just saddened almost daily when I hear of businesses closing and people getting laid off. It's sad. I know, listening to some of the business owners when they have to shut down or they're laying off employees, they do it in tears, and my heart goes out to those people, both on the delivering end of a layoff notice and on the receiving end of it. Obviously, if there's any way we can help our local businesses by shopping local, and obviously now with COVID and some of the restrictions and everything, it's even harder yet for these businesses to make a living. We have to do what we can to keep them going, and obviously shopping local is one of the best ways that we can keep our local communities alive.
Definitely. Also, as well, this year as well, what would you say are some of the biggest wins that you feel that the riding, the Central Peace Notley riding, had this year?
Well, you know, the government did spend a lot of money on infrastructure projects, and we did get a fair amount of them right here in the constituency, and that was good to see. Of course, as a government, the government had to decide, okay, how are we going to spend money to keep the economy going, and the government chose to do infrastructure funding, and of course, infrastructure funding is something that benefits communities, long time into the future, for years. and it employs people. So it was good to see some of those infrastructures coming coming into the constituency infrastructure spending. Other than that, of course, you know, with everything that's gone on, it is hard to find any really big wins in the constituency just because of COVID, the price of oil, and all the other things that we've had to battle in Alberta here.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been definitely a difficult year for all of Alberta, especially up here in the Peace Country. And I guess we'll put that on a little bit more to kind of put this on a positive note. We know that you, on Redshirt Day, you had that opportunity to make some statements. And ever since then, I've seen that. I always am compelled to ask, how's young Ezzy doing?
Little Ezzy's doing good. We had his birthday party here last weekend, I guess. And not this past weekend, the weekend before, and we were able to have an outside party and a toboggan party, and Ezzy had a great time sliding up and down the hill, same with his big brother Silas, of course. And yeah, Ezzy's doing good, and he's growing, and he's walking better and better all the time. He's just a joy to be around, just a fun loving kid.
Definitely good to hear that he is doing well. Todd, thank you so much for the time, and here's the better things ahead in 2021.
You betcha. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Kenny.
Yeah, Mighty Max has become a real star in the community, and everybody's really rallying behind him, including you yourself, who I understand are going to be donating some of your time. And from the background you have, Todd, there's a lot of skills that people could use for those 8 hours.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I'm donating 8 hours of labor, and of course, whoever buys it can have me do whatever they want. I've shoveled grain, I've shoveled snow, I've dug ditches, I've done a lot of different things. I can do paperwork or whatever anybody wants. So I'm game for anything. As long as it's legal, I'm game for it.
But one thing I've kind of, as well on that one too, is that also included the tour in the legislature, and I understand that part of that tour, you'll see some of the things that, you know, the rest of the world may not get to see.
Yes, absolutely. Tour of the legislature, and some of my colleagues have actually auctioned off tours with Todd Lowe and some of their fundraising. I do get to some parts of the legislature that others might not get to, and it'll be well worth it for sure. The legislature is a great place, and lots of history there. And again, we'll try to get people to the places in the legislature that normally visitors don't get to go. So, but it'll be a good tour. So. If anybody's interested in bidding on that package, the 8 hours labor and the legislature tour, it'll be well worth it for sure.
Yeah, definitely one to check it out, and definitely going towards a good cause.